For 4 years, the Arizona School Personnel Administrators Association, or ASPAA, has produced a survey attempting to quantify the ongoing teacher shortage in our state. This year, like the last, the numbers show gaping vacancies within the 211 participating school districts and charter schools throughout Arizona. Among the findings, ASPAA says around 23% of teacher vacancies across the state are open and unfilled, with more than half the vacancies filled by teachers who don't meet standard teacher certification requirements. There's another startling number as well, 913. That's the number of teachers who abandoned or resigned from their teaching position within the first half of the school year. To give us an overview of the teacher shortage in Arizona, we turned now to Dan Hunting of the Morrison Institute at ASU, who's done a lot of research into these issues. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. Because there's one interesting thing for a lot of us, which is 211 schools sounds like a lot, but when we consider how many districts in the state, are we really getting enough information to gauge? We certainly know the problem is there, but to gauge how bad the problem is.
Well, it's difficult to say what's going on statewide in this kind of thing. This is a very data-intensive kind of thing. So we can't really say that this is applying to the entire state, but it does appear to be a good indication of what's going on at these districts.
So, Dan, I wonder if you can put this into context for us. Like we said, this survey has been done for several years now, and we've known for several years now that there is a serious teacher shortage in the state. How do these numbers look to you? Does it look like we're making any progress, like this is getting any better?
Well, there's always going to be a problem with teacher retention. People coming in early in their career often bounce from one career to another. Whether this is getting any worse, it's hard to say at this point.
Dan, let's ask a little bit about, so yesterday we had the inauguration of Arizona's top officers, one of whom is Kathy Hoffman, who is now the state superintendent of public instruction. One of the things that she has talked about is upping certain benefits. We know that there's a pay disparity among Arizona teachers compared to a lot of other states. She has talked about increasing maternity and paternity leave for teachers. Are there things that would make sense from this standpoint? When we hear about pay is obvious, but some of these other things, are these some of the things that might in fact help quell this shortage? Have those things been tried enough in Arizona?
Well, our research at Morrison Institute a couple of years ago indicated that when we asked teachers why are people leaving their profession, pay was the most important reason. That's the most important reason people leave most jobs. But just as important as that, right behind that, was a feeling of ever-increasing workload, that teachers are being asked to do more and more throughout the day. So some of these benefits, such as increased leave, might help alleviate some of that and might be actually just as effective as raising pay.
Dan, nationally we saw walkouts, strikes like the one we saw here in Arizona by teachers last year, and there's going to be one in LA, it looks like, next week. I wonder if this is something that, obviously it's a broader issue, but do you think that we're sort of reaching a turning point here and that things like this are starting to be heard by the public, by policymakers across the country, and might help these kinds of numbers?
Well, I certainly think that the profile has been raised, both by the actions in Arizona, Oklahoma, other states, and now perhaps in California next week. This is certainly something that has sort of pricked the public's consciousness on this. So people are thinking about this. So we'll see where it goes.
Dan, one more question without asking you to delve into politics. So I'm going to ask this delicately, but there have already been a couple of proposals for the legislative session, which starts next week, that teachers could be punished for introducing politics into their classrooms, even going back to perhaps some see it as revenge for the Red for Ed movement. Is that one of those things that just from afar will look bad for teachers who might want to come to Arizona thinking, well, wait a second, if I try to stand up for my rights, I might get punished for it?
Well, I'm not sure about that. What I will say is that in addition to pay and the increasing workload, what was very important to teachers was the sense of value that is attached to their profession, the respect they get from parents, from coworkers, and from the political environment in general. So I don't know how these bills will be received by the teachers, but if they are perceived as being punitive and of being sort of disrespectful of what they see as legitimate gripes. They could have some effect there.
Yeah. Dan, last question for you. Looking forward, what do you think needs to be done? I mean, we've seen massive teacher walkouts and negotiations with the governor and with the legislature to get this new plan passed at the end of last session. If this shortage continues anyway, I mean, what needs to be done to stop it?
Well, there are indications that teacher pay is going up. From the Bureau of Labor Statistics, we have indications that Arizona's teacher pay is gradually increasing. And with the recent legislation passed last session, we can expect to see more of that. So that may start to stem the tide there a little bit. And the fact that, as I said, this has sort of risen to the top of public consciousness. I think that people are going to start addressing this a little more. How successful we're going to be at dealing with this is going to be a bigger question. It'll probably take some time to work out. It took us a while to get into this position. It'll probably take us several years to dig out of it.
Dan Hunting of the Morrison Institute at ASU. Dan, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.